Thursday afternoon, November 10th, our bye week edition of Open Mac. It's odd to have a bye week so late, but what you can do is take a couple weeks to prepare for a very good Bryant team, and we'll get to that in a second. But take an opportunity to talk about last week, Senior Day, and what I feel was your most complete game of the season from start to finish.
No doubt, Tom, and it was great to see our seniors go out on a winning note against a very good, historically very good Robert Morris team. They had struggled a little bit this year, but in the history of the program, Central had only beaten them four times going into that game. That was the fifth time we'd beaten them since the beginning of the NEC. And it's a great team to beat. It's good for our future. It's good for us to move forward. Now we got one in a row. Let's try to get two in a row.
And you mentioned those. It's now five victories over Robert Morris, all five of those coming in the last 8 years. So certainly no prior to, we always go back to, about the 04 season prior to there, no victories over Robert Morris. I know you come out of it excited to get a win, excited that it's home on Senior Day. Is it frustrating to you because you see how well you played and you think, you know, if we could have only played this well at other times during the season? Because as everything clicked, you know, Chris Tolbert was phenomenal. Brian Fowler was phenomenal. Gunner was phenomenal. The wide receivers were phenomenal, the offensive line. You know, I mean, we mentioned Tolbert and Fowler, and they don't go anywhere without that offensive line. But defensively, played well, late touchdown towards the end. But is it frustrating? It's great to get a win, but in the same sense, you look at it and think, man, if we could have just played this way a couple other times this season.
No doubt, Tom. And we, as a staff and a team and an athletic department, of course, were frustrated. And sometimes you don't know why and how, and you want to go back, and it's easy to blame somebody. It's easy to pinpoint, this is the reason, that's the reason. Really, in retrospect, you know, I always say that I could have done some things better. I always start with myself. It's disappointing. It is what it is. But we got to build for the future, eyes in front of our heads to look forward. And sometimes things happen for a reason. Maybe we had to go through that hard time to learn to make us better down the road. And that's how I look at it. And surely if we had won two other games, we'd have two losses and we'd be sitting right there in the hunt of it. But we don't. And that's the way it is. Or three losses. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. We got to keep moving forward. And let's focus on beating Bryant and getting ready for the opener in 2012 and make this team a winner again.
A big defensive play in the end zone. That may have been the difference in the end. Terrell Holmes coming up with an interception and one of the nicest looking plays that I've seen in a long time. You say he came out of nowhere, but if you're paying attention just to the ball, and all of a sudden he came in and intercepted it, and then only one turnover offensively, certainly, you know, helped out.
That's been our history here, and we've had players on defense. We've not always been great on defense, but we always made the timely play. Like last year in the Albany game, the cause fumble by Jeff Marino and a recovered fumble by Lorenzo Baker in overtime. We kicked the field goal, win the game. And that's part of being a good football team, is you got to make the timely play. And I love the way Terrell Holmes got up there and caught that ball at the highest point. And he's just had a fabulous freshman year and all the things we've asked him to do. And I'm just so happy for Terrell, and he's from Bristol Eastern, and he's doing well on and off the field and looking for his future.
It's a bye week. What's different than your normal week? As far as practice is concerned, meetings, those kind of things?
Well, we gave them off in the morning. It's not as hectic because we focus on school, but we still go out there and do our fundamentals. And we started the day on Bryant. And we went out there and worked 2 days on fundamentals, gave him a little bit of time off. You could see our quickness coming back. The one thing I did notice last week, and it's odd that you would get it that late in the year, but we didn't have a bye week earlier, but you could get a sense when we went out and just helmets through that snowstorm. We didn't have a field, and how we had to practice. We didn't have electricity here until Thursday. You could see the quickness, and maybe you got to go back and look how we trained. If there's some things we could have done differently, but I'm just excited about it. And you know, sometimes you got to have hard times to learn, and you got to be critical of yourself. And I have already been critical of myself, and will continue to be. But now I want to move forward and have a good game against Bryant.
Bryant next week on the road. It'll be the season finale on November 19th at 12 noon out in Smithfield. And all Bryant did was go on the road and beat Albany last week. So, you know, they'll play again this weekend. We're the only team in the league with a bye this weekend. But you know, what do you need to do not only to prepare but to win and get that, you know, you said now we won one, we need to try to win two. What do you need to do to win that second one?
We got to shore up our run defense. We did defend the run better against Robert Morris. Now, they have an extremely good tailback in Jordan Brown, who's very, very talented from Glastonbury, Connecticut. And he's going to be a little bit more difficult to defend. But we have to defend him, and we have to stop the big plays in the passing game. And we have to do exactly what we did on offense. We were 16-20, threw for 200 and some odd yards, and we ran for 279 yards and controlled the football, especially in the second half. We really controlled the football game, and that's been our recipe since we've been here. And that's exactly the same recipe that we have to take down to Smithfield, or over and across the Smithfield, Rhode Island, is be balanced, be able to throw it, not turn it over, run the football, and play sound defense and play a sound kicking game. That's another one of Brian's, what they're extremely good is in the kicking game. In fact, 2 years ago, we beat them because we blocked three punts. 42-35 in 2008.
And a couple of years ago, it was a missed extra point at the end. That,
well, those are the things.
That only happened six times that season where an extra point made the difference in a game.
It's called the football guys. And sometimes things come up in an untimely manner. I'm just so proud of Blue Devil Nation. When I walked out there and I watched the parking lot at Senior Day and I saw the families and people that came back from graduated players, former players here, giving us encouragement, saying hang in there, coach, being proud to support our senior student athletes. We got something going really good here. It's disappointing out there, obviously, that we're 3-7, but that is what it is. And true champions come back, and that's what we plan on doing. We're excited about it. We're out there hitting the recruiting trail this week and going to games Friday, and we went Tuesday, and we're excited about that. And heck, we got a basketball game tomorrow, and I'm excited about that. We got
a basketball game tomorrow.
Hey, and I'm excited for the Blue Devils there and supporting them. And we got a home women's game, and then we're down there in Mohegan Sun on Friday for the men against Yale, and I'm excited about that and just about Blue Devil Nation.
Now, Saturdays during the fall are usually, you know, wake up, get ready for the game, or on the road, get ready for the game. What does Coach Mack do on a Saturday of a bye? I should have asked you this before we went on to know if it was going to be appropriate. What does Coach Mack do on a Saturday with no football game?
Gets up. He doesn't have a nervous stomach. We'll come over here to the office, watch a little bit of film, check out some academics, just think about our program and the direction we're going in, go home and spend the time with his beautiful wife, and watch college football, not have a nervous stomach, and be excited, and know that you always win on the bye game, bye week, and just be happy for what we got, and trying to think of ways of getting better. How can we prepare better for Bryant, and always keep tweaking it till the end.
And you're fortunate because your wife enjoys watching college football.
A lot, and as you know her as well, you know her very well, is the fact that she loves college football, and we'll watch college games, follow the NEC, follow 1A, follow our son who's there playing Boise this week. My son's at TCU.
Oh, 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 oh.
They're flying out Friday. I think the kickoff is 3:30 Eastern Standard Time on Versus. TCU against Boise. Ryan's a little bit nervous, so we'll be nervous for him.
I'd be nervous too heading out to Boise.
Yeah, he says that blue turf, it's hard to look up numbers. He's up in the press box. He says it's hard to pick in substitutions.
All right, well, bye week. The Blue Devils are off this week before their season finale next week on the road at Bryant, coming off a win last week on Senior Day against Robert Morris. Coach, enjoy your bye Saturday, and we will talk to you next week.
Fire up, baby!